I was born in Cherry Hinton Road, which is just up the road from here, near the Swiss Laundry, and opposite the Conservative Club, and there's a church on the corner. Mother was born in the same house.
Which house was that?
Number 159, Cherry Hinton Road. Mother was born in the same house, and her grandfather moved into the house when he was 18, and that was 2 years old.
And what did his family do?
My grandfather was a worker. He came from Hayden originally, and his father moved down here, and he was basically, he worked several jobs, but he worked as a miller. He also worked as a haulage contractor when he drove to London with a horse and cart, which used to take him a week to move furniture. And he used to sleep under the, this is stories he's told me, he used to sleep under the cart, you know, going up and coming back, because obviously horses had to be changed, I presume. But anyway, Mum was born there, because obviously I was born over there.
Can you tell me what their names were?
My grandfather was Edward Cowell. And my mother was Rosetta Cowell, and she married my father, who was Whitmore. He came from Crystal, and then he worked on haulage most of his life, and then he started. I went to school obviously over here.
Which school did you go to?
Morley, over here. So Mum went to the Morley as well, and I went to the Coleridge School after that. Mum was born in 1908. So she would have been there. She went to school when she was six, I suppose. Mother, born in the house, and she had her 90th birthday in there. And then we had to put her in care for the last couple of years of her life. Then we sold the house. And, of course, I don't know if you want to know this bit, but at the back, and when Dad packed up doing haulage, he went decorated with my uncle. Then he went on his own. And then we formed a little company in Cherry Hinton Road, and I built the workshops at the back, because we've got an archway. 159, there's six terrace houses, which are there now, and there's an archway under, which you could get under to get to the back to all of them. And there was a right-of-way up and across the back. So we used Mum's garden. We had a workshop at the top of that, and we bought a bit off both sides of the gardens, the top parts, to make the yard for the builder, where we was joinery and, you know, general extensions, we done a lot of work for Green King. The length of their plot was 100 yards, so we had the top bit, so it didn't affect their garden. Still had a big garden to work on. Anyway, we bought a bit off both tops of both sides, 161 and 157. Which made us a decent block for the workshop, and the workshop, that's all there still, but it was bought when I retired, we sold it to Swiss Laundry and the house, because he owns all that block now. The back part, they had hide and skin business there. Did you know that? Mm. Yeah, well, they had hide and skin business there, and because I don't know if you know anything about hide and skin, it's a smelly rug hole job. You use a lot of salt, and when we converted the back thing for Mr. Turvelow and Swiss Laundry, we'd done a lot of work for them, because our workshop, sort of, we could get round the back to their yard. We converted that where they do the dry cleaning now, and there was so much salt in the, actually still in the walls, you know, so it was a job to cover them. Salt don't like anything, does it, really much? Yeah, if you go up between the off-licence, there's an archway up there, and I'm sure if you ask under the archway, tell him what you're doing, there'd be no problem. But if you walk up there, our workshops are still there. He just used, I don't think what he used it for, he used it for storage or workshops, I don't know. But they're still there.